6. Magua's Revenge. Magua led his prisoners through the forest. Late that afternoon, they climbed up a steep hill and made their camp for the night. Magua went to Cora, put his arm on hers, and said,
"Listen, you are the daughter of General Monroe. You don't know what your father did to me."
Cora looked at him calmly and tried to hide her fear.
"I was born a chief and a warrior among the Red Hurons of the lakes. For 20 summers and 20 winters, I had never seen a white man. I was happy in my tribe. Then the white men from Canada came to the forest and taught me to drink fire water. It made me crazy and bad. My tribe sent me away. I lived alone in the forest until the Mohawks took me with them. I then became a Mohawk warrior. The white men have driven the Redskins from their hunting grounds. Old General Monroe, your father, was the great captain of our war party. Everyone did what he said. He made a law that if an Indian drinks fire water, he will be punished. I foolishly opened my mouth and drank fire water. Your father discovered me and had me whipped like a dog in front of everyone. Look at these marks on my back. The spirit of a Huron never forgets."
Cora looked nervously at Magua and asked,
"Why are you telling me this?"
"Because I want revenge. I want you to live in my wigwam. I want you to serve me. I want you to be my wife. Then your father will live in torment. This is my revenge. If you become my wife, your sister Alice can return to her father."
Cora stepped back in disgust and said,
"You want to live with a wife who doesn't love you and who doesn't belong to your people? It would be smarter to take the rich reward General Monroe will give you if you return his two daughters."
"No. The daughter of Monroe must get my water, work in my fields, and cook my food. Your father's body will sleep among his cannons, but his heart will lie near my knife. This is my revenge."
Cora was shocked.
"I will never be your wife. I would rather die. You are a monster,"
she shouted, running away. Magua was furious. He watched Cora as she ran towards the other prisoners.
"Then die,"
he screamed as he threw his tomahawk at the two sisters. It hit a tree above Alice's head. She was petrified. As Major Hayward tried to comfort her, another Huron attacked him. The Indian wanted to kill the major with a knife. At that instant, a shot from a rifle killed the Indian. Hawkeye and the Mohicans had returned. They attacked the Hurons by surprise. They were able to kill them all, except for Magua, who escaped.